The following is the third day of Bhagavad Shaktam given by His Divine Holiness Srila Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj, recorded on 1st October 2001 in Sydney, Australia.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Ma Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachatya Shatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Adhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Oh, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Keshava Keshava Kukiye Na Kukiye Asar Keshava Keshava Kukiye Na Kukiye Asar Keshava Asar Keshava Keshava Kukiye Na Kukiye Asar
Keshava Kukiye Na Kukiye Asar.
The meaning is obvious, you know. Always we should speak out loudly Keshava Keshava Keshava. Keshava is one of the Krishna's names. Keshava, Keshava, Kukiye, Na Kukiye, Asar.
Keshava, Keshava, Kukiye, Kukiye,
Asar. Don't waste your breath in unnecessary speaking. That is the instruction. Keshava, Keshava, Kukiye,
Keshava, Kukiye,
Na Kukiye, Asar,
Na Kukiye, Asar.
Rata Divasake, Kukate. Kukate. Kabhi to sune pukar.
Kabhi to sune
pukar. If you continuously chant Krishna's names, sometime your vibrations of the names will definitely fall on his ears. Keshava, Keshava, Kukiye.
Keshava, Keshava, Kukiye.
Na Kukiye Asar.
Na Kukiye Asar.
This Kukiye word in Hindi is a special word. It cannot really exactly translate in English. Can anybody translate Kukiye? Mahajan? Kukiye, ne bolna, as a bol, just, it's not really exact, you know. Bolo, you know, to speak out. That is how. But kukiye, ye, kuku, kuku hoti, you know. Haji? Haan, koel kuku karti, which that is kukiye. We can't kuku, we are not koels. But even then, we have to do kukiye, you know. Keshav ke siva, except Krishna's names, we should never speak anything else. See, Ambarish Maharaja was the king of the whole planet. It was not only one country or one town like Singapore. It's the whole planet he was the king. How much busy he should be. But he had taken a vow that he will not speak anything else than Krishna. Always he will speak Krishna. Even now, in dhams particularly, we have 4 dhams in India. Particularly in Ayodhya dham. There are many people who just speak Ram, 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 Ram. They don't speak anything else. That's the best way to save ourselves from so many unwanted reactions. Because whatever we speak, it is very nicely said in the pages of Bhagavatam that even the walls have the ears. Ears. Wall also hear. We think that I am talking about you and you are not here, you are not hearing. But somebody takes the message to somebody and eventually the person hears. And he becomes your friend or enemy as the way you speak out. So please, all these material vibrations, they have the horrible reactions. Tatonyatha kinchana yad vivakshata. Whenever you speak, anyatha, don't speak anyatha. Tatonyatha kinchana yad vivakshata. As soon as you speak anything else, it will have the good or bad reaction. And good or bad is everything bad in the material world. There is no good here. So you may speak something good about somebody. You are just applying maska, they call it. Maska kyun laga raha hai? There is nothing good. Except the person uses his breath sincerely. In uttering the names of, feelingly uttering the names of Krishna, everything has its own reaction. And we are suffering from actions and reactions. And again and then the horrible result is that we are unknowingly throwing ourselves into the ocean of this material existence, which has a vicious circle of birth, death, disease and old age. That is the instruction of this. Keshava, Keshava, Kukiye. Na Kukiye Asar. Rat Divasake Kukate. Kabito Sune. pukar. If you really feelingly chant, you will definitely hear our scream. And immediately he will pay attention. As soon as you utter his name, he knows immediately. And even now, here we speak, and we are heard miles away or on the other side of the planet also. So with all the technical advancement, we have this facility that you speak here and you are heard all over the world. It's so very easy. And he has all the transcendental apparatuses. Everything you think about and it's gone there immediately. And that is the meaning of omniscient. He knows everything. This is the meaning of it. That he knows what is going on in each living entity's mind. In Bhagavad Gita I said that out of all the indriyas, out of all the senses, I am the mind, manasas me. And mind is very powerful in destroying and in creation, both. If you utilize it very nicely, it can help you to get out of this vicious circle of birth, death, disease and old age. And this is what our goal of human existence is. And if you want to follow this, then you have to utter Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna's names. He has millions and millions of names. Any name. There is no binding that you only chant Mahamantra or you only chant this or you only chant this. No, no. We are not fanatics. Everybody, whichever name you have faith in, please chant. But don't chant anything else. That is the meaning of this. Keshava, Keshava, Kukye, Na Kukye Asar. Rata Divaske, Kukate, Kabito Sune Pukar. Ram naam ratte raho, Krishna naam ratte raho, jab lag ghat mein pran. Ram naam ratte raho, Krishna naam ratte raho. जब लग घट में प्राण कबहु तो दीन दयाल के बनक परेगी कान राम नाम रटते रहो राम नाम रटते रहो जब लग घट में प्राण कबहु तो दीन दयाल के बनक परेगी कान केशव केशव कूकिए न कूकिए असार रात दिवस के कूकते कभी तो सुने पुकार कृष्ण नाम रटते रहो जब लग घट में प्राण कबहु तो दीन दयाल के बनक परेगी कान आज कहे मैं काल भजूं काल कहे फिर काल आज काल के करत ही जासी असरचार। आज कहे मैं काल भजू, काल कहे फिर काल, आज काल के करत ही जासी असरचार। काल भजनता आज भज, आज भजनता अब, दो पल में प्रलय हो यदि फिर बजेगा कब। दिस इज द इंस्ट्रक्शन, यू प्लीज डोंट डिले दीज थिंग्स। We are not guaranteeing even a single second in this existence. All this time is passed because of the mercy of the Supreme Absolute Truth Krishna. Otherwise, within a second, he can just annihilate the whole manifestation. That is how he does. And that's why in the pages of Bhagavatam, it is insisted that Apanna Sanskritim Guram, Apanna Sanskritim Guram Yannam Vivasho Granan Tata Sadhya Vimuchyeta Yad Bibeti Swayam Bayam. It's beautiful, you know. Please. Sansar, the Sansar word curse comes from Sanskritim. And Sanskritim means this vicious circle of birth. Everybody has to take birth in order to obtain this material body. And then those who are born must die. And in between birth and death, you have to be sick many times. You have to be old also. The material arrangements cannot save from these things. But Bhagavatam says, that yannama vivasho granan, those jivas, those 14 fortunate living entities, yan nama, vivasho, vivash, helplessly. He does not want to change names. Ajamil did not want to change the name, but he wanted to call his younger son. And he helplessly chanted Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. And we know that instead of Yamdutas, the Vishnu Dutas took him to the Golok Vrindavan. This is yan nama, vivasho, granan. If you evenly, helplessly chant, many times we hear Ram's name or Krishna's names in our families, and when we are in difficulty, hey Ram, hey Krishna, we call it. And as soon as you speak out, tatha sadhya vimuchyeta, sadhya, immediately, as soon as you speak out, there is no delay of a fraction of a second. Tatha sadhya vimuchyeta, yad vibheti svayam bhayam, because even the bhaya, fear personified, is also afraid of the name of the Supreme Absolute Truth. It's beautiful, you know. Fear is afraid to this name. So how can you be fearful? If you want to have fearlessness in this always fearful material existence, then this is the only way out. Yahi ek rasta hai. Bhaya to humare ko lagta hi rehta hai hamesha. कभी कोई बीमारी तो नहीं आ जाएगी, मर तो नहीं जाएंगे, हमारे पैसे तो चले नहीं जाए, बैंक तो टूट नहीं जाएगी, ऑस्ट्रेलिया तो हमारे को यहां से निकाल नहीं देगी। सो मेनी भय, कितने कितने भय है हमारे पीछे, हमेशा भय लगता रहता है। और भय होने के लिए ये एक ही रास्ता है, देयर सम ऑर द अदर यू मस्ट पे टाइम टू चेंज हिज नेम्स। Study is just altogether a different thing. You may study Bhagavad Gita, you may study Bhagavatam, you may study other scriptures, but please, the whole sum total of all the instructions of all the scriptures is to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare Ram. Alodyam Sarva Shastrani, he says. Alodyam Sarva Shastrani, I have scrutinizingly read all the scriptures. And not only read, but vicharya cha puna puna. Again and again, I have thought over it. It's not only he has read. Alodhya means scrutinizingly read. Bahut dhyan se maine sab kuch pad liya hai. Aur uske baad bhi ye padhai par maine baar baar soch liya hai. Vicharya cha puna puna. Again and again. I have thought over it. Idam ekam sunishpannam. Only ek hi baat bahar aati hai sabhi. It's only one thing. Idam ekam, ekam, sunishpannam. Aur kuch nahi hai. Idam ekam sunishpannam. Aur kya baat hai wo? Deyo. Always meditate on. Narayana sada. Always the name of Krishna should be meditated on. Nothing else. If you want to elevate yourself spiritually, it's so very easy in this age. Keshav Kirtana. As soon as you chant the names of Krishna, you are completely elevated. Wherever, whichever material condition is, it doesn't matter at all. You may be in the material misery, is completely buried. Bilkul gad gaye ho aap. Prakriti ke dukhon se. Roz ke family problem. Daily, hamare business ka problem, hamare service ka problem, ye problem, wo problem, bache problem, maa baap problem, sabhi problem. Sabhi taraf se, we are squeezed, gala koi ghoot raha hai se. Ho jata hai. Ye gala ghootna band karna ho, to this is the only way, ek hi rasta hai isme. Please don't waste your time. Keshava, Keshava, kukiye, na kukiye. Raat divasake, kukate, kabita sunne. How nice. How easy it is. In Purushottamas, it's very nice that these boys have organized this yajna. So at least we get to the root of these scriptures. Nahi to kon hume batayega? कहीं तो कहीं ना कोई तो बताने वाला चाहिए कि भाई ये करिए ये करिए ये करिए. हमारे को पता ही नहीं चलता है. और कहीं हम जाए मार्गदर्शन के लिए तो उल्टा रास्ता बताते थे. हमने भी जाना है उत्तर दिशा में, वो बता देगा दक्षिण दिशा में. यू वांट टू गो टू नॉर्थ, और बोले तू इधर जा, इधर आ जाइए. और उल्टे उल्टे चलते चले जाए. ये क्षेत्र में या अद्वैत क्षेत्र में चीटिंग का बहुत चल रहा है, धोखा बहुत है. क्योंकि जहां वहां पैसा बीच में आ जाता है, और जहां पैसा बीच में आ जाता है वहां धोखा ही धोखा है. एज सून एज देर इज सम मोटिवेशन इज देयर टू अर्न समथिंग और वॉट एवर, देन देर इज डेफिनेटली चीटिंग देयर. और ये क्षेत्र में खास, क्योंकि कोई क्या इसका प्रूफ क्या है? We have to put faith in the scriptures. That's only Adho Shuddha. Pahle faith hi chahiye. Aur faith, kaise is par rakhe hum? Ye kisne likha hai? Vyas Bhagwan the ki nahi, kisne dekha hai? Ar bhai tu sota hai ki jagta hai, wo humne dekha nahi hai. Wo tu yahan baitha hai. That means you have slept. Hein? That means you have got up. That means you have taken shower. That means you have shaved. That means you have eaten your prasadam. मैं कुछ नहीं देख रहा हूं, आपको देख रहा हूं बैठे बैठे यहां. But this I think that you have done, isn't it? अरे भाई मैं किसको बैठे हुए मैं देख रहा हूं? You know that always 24 hours a day you are in this position. You should get up, you should go to the bathroom, you should go to take shower. You must have the arrangement of hot water and cold water. This I don't see. But I take it for granted. तो ये मानता है वो. व्यास भगवान तो आगे नहीं पता नहीं. अरे 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 क्या पता नहीं. तू देख रहा है कि स्क्रिप्चर यहां है इतने, और ये कोई पौरुष है, स्क्रिप्चर है नहीं, कोई जीव तो ये लिख नहीं सकता है. और फिर कैसे हम श्रद्धा खो बैठते हैं? ये बिल्डिंग हम देख रहे हैं अभी, मगर डेफिनेटली वी बिलीव दैट कारपेंटर्स मस्ट हैव वर्क्ड ऑन दिस वुड. Other, how it is there? We don't see the carpenters here. We don't see the masons. We don't see the paraphernalia, bricks, etc. We don't see here anything. But we definitely believe that because the building is standing, there must be masons, there must be carpenters. And in the end, there must be one person who might have spent money for it. He might have decided that he has to build the building. There is one person. This is how we go to Krishna. This is through the scriptures. And safely we say, I don't believe Krishna. Are Mura, tu kya believe karta? Tere ko believe nahi kar raha hai tu. Tere ko dhoka de raha hai tu. Please, don't allow this atheistic attitude to touch you. Ye nastikvad nahi chahiye. Hum astikvad wale hain. Hum mante hain, bilkul. Aur hamari sanskriti hai wo. Hum sawal poochte nahi hain. Jo shastro mein kaha hai, bilkul hamare sar matthe par. This is the way. If you create a doubt, samshaya atma vinashati. And we should not have any doubt. That's why these two verses we have given you. Please chant after me. It's a beautiful. First page is Canto 1, Chapter 5. There are two verses in those pages. Please chant. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hamari shraddha dhrad ho jaye, isliye ye shlok bahut avashyak hai. Nayadvachash Chitrapadam Harelyasho. Nayadvachash Chitrapadam Harelyasho. Jagat Pavitram Pragranita Karhechit. Everybody is not speaking. Please loudly. Nayadvachash Chitrapadam Harelyasho. Jagat Pavitram Pragranita Karhechit. Tadvayasam Tirtham. In Tirtha, T is long, you know. Tadvayasam Tirtham. Long, short, barabar khyal rakhiye. Nito dekhiye, Hindi mein din. Din means day, divas. Or din. Bilkul adhar artha badal jata hai. Din means day. Din means poor fellow. This is the meaning. And you stop also at the correct point. Otherwise the meaning changes. You know, roko mat jane do. This is the sentence. Roko mat jane do. Means please don't stop him, let him go. That is the meaning. But if I stop wrongly, then the meaning changes. Roko mat jane do. You stop him, don't let him go. Completely changes. As soon as you have wrong stoppages, the meaning changes. Please be careful. Nayadvachash Chitrapadam Harelyasho. Jagat Pavitram Pragranita Karhechit. Tadvayasam Tirtham. Ushanti Manasa. Tadvayasam Tirtham. Ushanti Manasa. Nayatra Hansa. Niramanti Ushikshaya. Nayadvachash Chitrapadam Harelyasho. Jagat Pavitram Pragranita Karhechit. Tadvayasam तीर्थम उशन्ति मनसा नयत्र हंसा निरमन्ति उशिक्षया. And meaning is very clear. With just one word we have to remember here, tadvayasam tirtham. From the equivalent you can find out the meaning. Tirtham is the pilgrim centers. And vayasam means? What does it mean? Crow. Crow's pilgrim center. What is that? A rubbish dump. Isn't it? There is a conference, there are 10-20 crows sitting there. And in between they take breakfast also, they take something. They eat there. There is our conference. We also have the conferences, and there are plates of biscuits and this and that, and they eat in between. Crows also have the conference in their pilgrim place. And their pilgrim place is rubbish dump. But those who are habituated to just swim in a clean water and nice atmosphere, they will never like to go on the rubbish dump. And that is the difference between the theists and the atheists. Aastikvadi or Nastikvadi mein ye fark hai. Aastikvadi jo hai, jo Bhagwan mein maan lete hai, Bhagwan mein khub shraddha rakhte hai, wo clean water mein tairte hai, achhe lake mein, swans, you know. Bilkul atmosphere bada achha hota hai. Aur jo nastikvadi hote hain, wo crow ke jaise hain, kabbe ke jaise hain. Aur kabbe ho jao aap, to you will always enjoy the rubbish dump. But that is your pilgrim place. So we have to decide whether we want to be swan or kabba, crow. The answer is obvious, isn't it? Dhanesh, is it obvious? You want to be crow, isn't it? That's it. It's very clear, he says, I want to be crow. That's it. Oh, that's very nice. Krishna conscious crow. That's nice. That's nice answer. If you become Krishna conscious crow, you will never go to the rubbish dump then. He'll go to the nice lake to swim. Yeah? That is the difference. That is the meaning of this verse. Please recite the translation in beautiful. Those words, we do not describe the glories of the Lord, who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the whole universe, are considered by saintly persons to be like and to a place of pilgrimage for crows, since the all perfect persons are inhabitants of the transcendental abode, they do not derive any pleasure there. And we have given you Prabhupada's purports also. Please keep these pages framed, and always in the prayers you should at least recite the verse and the translation. Then we go to the second one. तद्वाग विसर्गो जनताग विप्लवो यस्मिन् प्रतिश्लोकम् अबद्धिवति अपि नामानि अनन्तस्य यशोऽङ्कितानि यत् शृण्वन्ति ग्रायन्ति ग्रन्ति साधवः तद्वाग् विसर्गो जनताग विप्लवो यस्मिन् प्रतिश्लोकम् अबद्धिवति अपि नामानि अनन्तस्य यशोऽङ्कितानि यत् शृण्वन्ति गायन्ति गृह्णन्ति अभि साधवः. This verse is beautiful, you know. Always Śrīla Prabhupāda quotes this verse. the that literature which glorifies Krishna continuously. He is meant for the revolution, creating a revolution. You know, when the rulers are to be changed or some political changes to occur, there is a revolution. The mass of people, they don't agree. Here, the popular current is going in one direction. And we have to create the revolution. This general current is misguiding us for excessive sense gratification. अरे भाई उसको जग कर कॉफी पीनी है. बेड टी और बेड कॉफी क्या कहते हैं वो लोग. मगर वो कॉफी पीनी है, पत्नी है नहीं घर में. पति वो बना दे तो हम पी लें, चलो अच्छा है नहीं. और उसको कॉफी पीनी है. सो ही हैज अ मैकेनिकल अरेंजमेंट दैट इज 7 o'clock द कप ऑफ कॉफी विल कम इन फ्रंट ऑफ हिम. एक्सेस इज एन मुंह धोया नहीं है, दांत साफ किए नहीं है, वैसे मरा पड़ा है, रात का सब जहर मुंह में जमा हो गया है और उसको वो जहर पीना है. ये मूर्खाई नहीं है. हम फूल और बोलता है ओ वी हैव गॉट अ बेड यू नो डू नो वी हैव गॉट अ नाइस बेड इन द मॉर्निंग ऑटोमेटिकली कप ऑफ कॉफी विल कम इन फ्रंट ऑफ मी एंड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ डॉलर्स आर अननेसेसरी स्पेंट. इनस्टेड you get up early in the morning and instead of cup of coffee you have Krishna's names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And till you go to take rest, you please send, and the sleeping period will be credited as a chanting period. You know, we have this experience. Hamare ko anubhav hai ki jo soch karte hum so jate hain. और मॉर्निंग में जब जगते हैं तो वही सोच होता है, क्योंकि इट्स लिंगर ऑन. तो आप भगवान का नाम लेते लेते सो जाएं. वी मस्ट डू दिस प्रैक्टिस, दिस इज वैदिक प्रैक्टिस, दैट यू शुड गो टू बेड अबाउट 9 o'clock और 9:30. वी स्टे इन सो मेनी ग्रस्ट हाउस. एक्सक्यूज अस प्लीज, दिस ग्रस्त रियली आर एलिवेटेड पर्सन्स. But they don't know really. They go on lingering up to midnight and after midnight. Many times I have to tell them, please arrange some separate room so that I can take my rest and you can do whatever you want. And there is no work is done. Some television is on, wife squeezes or screams, the child shouts and he shouts back and or goes through the newspapers or says, whiles away time, you know. You are not from those grasses. I am not talking about Australia. Well, here I have to stay and eat, you know. Otherwise my eating and staying will be finished. So I am a bit scared of it. Bhai hai, na? Ye bhai hai. Bahut bada hai, bhai hai. Ki wo hamara Viraj Krishna gusse ho jayega, to I will be out of his house. So, dekhiye, don't waste your time. Just to minimize the bills of the light, electricity also, this is a nice way. At about 9 o'clock, the lights must be switched off in the house. And we may not sleep immediately, because we are not habituated. So you will be awake, then have some table lamp or something, and you read about Krishna, or chant your rounds. So that is the way to take rest. And suppose you are not able to sleep up to midnight or after, don't worry about it that you are not sleeping. Or you don't take any artificial pills, sleeping pills. Don't feel, and in order to utilize that sleepless period which is meant for sleep, should be utilized very diligently in understanding scriptures and chanting Krishna's names. And you will not feel next day that you didn't sleep up to midnight. And again, to your surprise, you will be able to get up at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, or whatever time you decide to get up. This is how sleepless periods have got to be utilized. One day you will not sleep, 2 days you will not sleep, 3 days you will not sleep, 4 days you will snore like a dog. Or a hog, maybe. Hog is beautiful. Please, don't worry about that you are not able to sleep. One thing is that you don't sleep early. And if you can't sleep, even if you want to take rest, then you worry about it. And then the pills are ready, doctors are ready. Come on, oh, you didn't sleep yesterday. Oh, doctor, since last day, yesterday I didn't sleep at all. Oh, it's a horrible thing. You'll get sick, so take this and give me money, come on. So this is how completely misguidance is there. Please do not worry. Only one thing should be worried, always. And that is if we are not able to chant Krishna's names, or if we are not able to go through this some pious literature. That is the real worry. Otherwise the rest of the worries you forget about. The worry is the business of Krishna, as I told you. Let him do his business. And our business is to chant his names and catch his lotus feet very firmly. That is our business. If you do this business, then rest of the business is taken care of by him. And there is not a single syllable wrong in this sentence. All the syllables are very correct. Don't have doubt, didn't have doubt about this. Bilkul samshay na rakhiye. Chinta na kariye. Chinta chita saman, you know. Chinta aur chita mein ek anuswar ka fark hai. Chinta zinda jalati hai aur chita marne ke baad jalati hai. To kyun zinda kyun jal rahe ho? Arre bhai ek din to jana hi hai. Ek din to mrityu aane hi wala hai. To marne se pehle hum kyun mare? Hai? Give me the answer. Bhai ek din to jana hi hai na. To usse pehle hum kyun mare? हमारी आदत यह है कि मैं मर रहा हूं, मेरे को बीमारी है, मेरे को मैं मर जाऊंगा, मैं मर जाऊंगा. अरे भी तू मर जा, देश में एंड ऑफ इट. फिक्र काय को करता है, मर जाऊंगा, मर जा. अरे भी तू मर जा, हम भी बीमार थे, हमारे डॉक्टर ने कहा तुम मेडिसिन लो, नहीं लोगे तो तुम मर जाओगे. तो अरे यू स्पोक द ट्रूथ. मैंने उसका कहा, मेरे को तू रहने वाला है, मैं तो मरने वाला हूं. तू रहने वाला है? नो, आई एम ऑल्सो गोइंग टू डाई. द लिविंग इट इज गोइंग टू डाई, हाउ कैन यू क्लियर मी फ्रॉम द डेथ? मैं बिल्कुल असहाय बेड पर था, मुझे इतनी बुद्धि थी मेरे में. योर माइंड इज वेरी शार्प. नो अदरवाइज दो पर्सन हु आर सिक, दे आर नॉट दैट शार्प, यू सी. सो यू आर स्पेशल पेशेंट, यू नो. Leave him, you know. And I was very happy. So no blood, no nothing. Otherwise the doctors and nurses, they just suck blood, you know. When I was admitted, big syringe they took out, we have to keep an eye on your blood. And you don't have sufficient blood, he said. All right, you have to, you take and have an eye on my blood. Dusre din aur maunne mein khadi rahi. Phir maine kaha, yesterday you took one big syringe. What happened to you? You don't have any right to ask. Is it? This is a free country. I mean England, London, and this is regarded as a free democratic country. I'm not asking about your blood, I'm asking about my blood. No, this is not your business. I told you, nonsense. Get up. And she went out, she was very angry. Then doctor gave me, you must give blood, we have to give an eye on your blood, you don't have sufficient blood. I told you, you are telling me you don't have sufficient blood. So let me have whatever I have. He said, there is no answer to your question. I told him, no, it's a fact, isn't it? You are telling that you don't have blood. So I want to stick to whatever I have. These are, please, because we don't trust Krishna, so we have to trust these people. And then do whatever they want to do. And eventually, because of the sucking of the blood, everything is completely spoiled. Our Vaidyas, our Ayurvedic doctors, now they are very few really. But they will just improve your health from where you are. These people, first they will drag you down. One man came walking. He said, you should not walk. He said, I'm walking, I'm able to walk. He said, no, you should sit on a wheelchair. Then something happened, they took out blood and then different things to be checked and this and x-rays and this and that. And next day he was completely dead. And then he said, John, get up. I can't get up. Now sit on the wheelchair. Then somehow they took out and made him sit on the wheelchair. And they got the walking frame there. He said, walk, John, walk. He said, I can't walk. I can't walk. This is a fact. You know, please, just try to tolerate. This sickness, the nature of sickness, is very nicely described in the pages of Bhagavad Gita. You just come to Bhagavad Gita. That is the real medicine and real direction. Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukadukadaha agamapayana taunt titishyasva bharata. In two lines, the nature of sickness is described, and in the third line, what is our duty, that is described. In the fourth line, the remedy is given. But we don't have time, we don't have eyes to see our own scriptures. And that's why we worship these scriptures. Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, we worship. See here, Matras Parshastu Kaunteya, because we have excessive sense gratification. And we have senses. I have the hand. Hand is a sense. So I can feel whether it's cold or hot. Sitoshna Dukkada. Sita Rushna. Whether it's cold or hot, I can feel. And I may be enjoying the heat or the cold and suffering from heat or the cold. Dukkadaha. They always give us misery. Now, this nature of the sickness is agam apayana. It comes and it goes. Yesterday I told you that you have come, you are going to go away. Just we have to feed you prasadam and you will be out. Now, if I want to drag you out now, then there will be resistance. You will say, no, it's my right to sit here. So this is what we do. Immediately we want to have the medicine to stop it. And as soon as you stop it, it becomes adamant or some after effects are there. And this is, then what we have to do? Those who have come, they are bound to go. Sickness also comes, it is to go. Then, towns, therefore, titikshas, you just tolerate for a while. Every misery has its own time. Leave it to Krishna and just be tolerate. And automatically it will go away. This is Bhagavad Gita. But because we are not ready to tolerate, so we have to take different pills or consult doctors or this or that. So much misery we create. As it is, we are suffering. And again, in the suffering, we create so much misery. And the more outside material you stuff into your stomach, the more you lose your health. The chetan, you know, living force is there. In our body, living force is there. It's known as, very nice, it's known as chaitanya. Chetanta is there, isn't it? Living force. ये जीव है ना हमारे में जिसका फोर्स शक्ति है उसकी एंड दैट इज हाउ द ब्लड इज सर्कुलेटेड एवरीथिंग इज रेगुलेटेड दैट इज हाउ इट इज डन सिंस लास्ट सो मेनी इयर्स इन दिस बॉडी एंड वी हैव टू मेक अरेंजमेंट फॉर दिस चेतन टू मूव फ्रीली एंड इफ यू वांट योर चेतन टू मूव फ्रीली द फर्स्ट थिंग वी हैव टू डू इफ देयर इज अनइजीनेस is to stop taking anything. Don't eat anything. That is all. And whenever you feel very hungry, then you can eat. That should be our way. And this is how we can carry on. We can devote more time in here. Don't feel that since last 2 days I didn't eat. No, just carry on if you don't want, carry on. And utilize that time in understanding Krishna through the scriptures. We can only understand Krishna, can experience Krishna through the scripture. These material eyes, charma chakshu it is known as, is the eyes made up of skin. And these eyes have no capacity to see Krishna. It can only at the most see the murtis, Krishna's murtis. Nothing else they can see. But if you really want to see, then you have to develop. You can't see with the charma chakshu. So you have to develop shastra chakshu. And through the shastra chakshu, you can very well anubhav, experience Krishna. This is the way we should go. If somebody tells you that I speak, I know about Krishna, and daily he comes to me in my dream and I speak with him, it's a complete nonsense. We were in Minneapolis, and there was one nice devotee, you know. So he was 48 years old, and he had his wife 20 years old. So they came both to me after the discourse. He said, Maharaj, daily Krishna comes in my dream and I talk with him at about 3:30 in the morning. And then he wakes me up like this for Mangala Arati. So I heard, you know. So, I told, this is completely nonsense. It's too late. He was very upset because he wanted to impress his wife that he is talking to Krishna. So his impression went down when I told him, this is nonsense. No, no, what are you talking? I daily talk with him. I thought this is a complete lie. You know, very upset. So he wanted to run away really. So he paid obeisances and then went away. I thought that he will never turn up. Because I didn't entertain his dreaming stage, you know. To my surprise, next day again he was there. And then he came to me. He said, you don't believe I am talking to Krishna? I said, I told you this is a naked lie. Please don't repeat again. Again he went, very angry. Third day he came for Mangala Arati. We were performing Mangala Arati daily. Oh, I was surprised to see him in Mangala Arati. And then he handed over me one cover envelope, you know. So I thought that he might have written something. Inside I opened it, it was $100. And then, that day was Sunday or Saturday, I don't remember. But he was there in the lecture and everything. After that he came again to me. He said, now you don't really believe that I could talk to Krishna? He said that his $100 will work on me. And I will definitely agree now. I shall see, with all due respect to you, I was a bit mild because of $100. Not that strong. But I told him, see, to be very honest with you, I agree with you to disagree. So he said, no, no, you don't believe that. I told, please you stop this. Nobody talks to you. You are already having illicit connection at your doorstep, and Krishna is that free to come in your dream in this illicit life. And then he came to his senses, you know. Somehow or the other, people try to do something like this. And we then always just play about in our mental concoctions. And there is nothing, but we think that I am talking to Krishna. Prabhupada comes in my dream, and this one, and I get up, and I perform Mangala Arati, and he's deep in sleep. But he convinces him that while sleeping also I perform Mangala Arati. You know? Then please, it's completely wrong. Because the real message, except Prabhupada, nobody gives. Everybody will try to drive you to Sahajiya mentality. We can't do anything about Gopi's perfection is highest perfection. Gopi's devotion is the highest one. But we cannot touch it. But our life is completely obnoxious. Vikredu kama kila gopaganya murari padar pita chitta vrtihi dadyadikam moho dasu vachad govinda damo dharam adhaviti. It's a nice verse from there. He says this is the way the gopis behaved. Because Murari Padarpita Chitta Vritti, their chitta, their mind was completely engrossed in Krishna all the time. Murari Padarpita Chitta Vritti. And that's why they behaved in that way, that in the morning they would try to sell the milk and the yogurt. You know, and they will have to tell the dood lo, dahi lo, dood lo, dahi lo. So instead of dood lo, dahi lo, they will say go in lo, gopal lo, go in lo, gopal lo. If you try to imitate, you will be out of your job. Yes, please. These are the gopis. They didn't think anything about else. Always their mind was engrossed. That is what we have to try. We can't imitate gopis, just we can go to Vrindavan and you don't have to put on saris to become a gopi. Or here also. No. These confidential pastimes are prohibited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be discussed in public. And just now I heard one Puri Maharaj was here. I haven't seen him so far, but he is quite aged. And he also repeated the same thing. That these confidential pastimes, please don't entertain. Our life is completely obnoxious at the moment. Try to purify your life. And it's a long, long way we are away from Gopi's devotional service. We'll talk when the topic comes. But this is how, please. Try to engross your mind at least in chanting Krishna's names first. And that's why we have to chant our rounds. Whatever rounds you can chant. Don't worry, Prabhupada has recommended 16 rounds. But maybe you are busy, you have to go here and there long way to travel or whatever. You try to chant at least one round and do it sincerely and then slowly increase. Don't cheat yourself in 16 rounds also. Otherwise we just hum about and just waste our time. Chant your rounds properly whenever you are chanting. And don't worry that your mind goes hither and thither. That is the nature of the mind. It's always flickering. So don't worry about it. But come to this point and you will be rightly guided. This is how, from our own existence, we have to create the idea of the spiritual existence. And the easiest way is to chant the rounds. And the worries always come inside. Because we are worried about so many things. So this I told you, that you please hand over the worries to Krishna. As it is, he is managing. He is the supreme authority. Ultimate sanctioning authority is Krishna. And he will definitely do it for you. And please have full faith in this. And just go on these lines. It's very nicely said, there's only one we should follow always. Vivasatmaka buddhi, eka ihya kurundana. Only one intelligence. Only one buddhi. It was asked that how can we follow one? Then in the answer, there is a very nice verse. What is it? Eko devo, devaki putra eva. Eko devo, ek devo. There is only one God. And he is giving his name of the mother. Devaki putra eva. Krishna. Eko devo. Ekam shastram, devaki putra gitam. Whatever he has sung is only one Shastra. That is Bhagavad Gita. Eko Devo Devaki Putra Eva. Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam. Eko Mantra Tasya Namaniyani. His name is only one mantra. Ek hi mantra hai. Ek hi Dev hai Krishna. Ek hi Bhagavad Gita Shastra hai. Aur pata nahi ye duniya mein Prabhupada ka translation hua Bhagavad Gita ka. उससे पहले भी 400 ट्रांसलेशन है. पहले से न जाने कैसी मेरी दुनिया में भगवद गीता बहुत प्रिय है लोगों को. सभी सेक के लोगों को भगवद गीता बड़ी प्रिय है. पता नहीं क्यों. और ये बिल्कुल बराबर है. एकम शास्त्रम देव के पुत्र गीतम. एको मंत्र मंत्र भी एक है. तस्य नामानि यानि. एंड कर्म अपि एकम. एक ही कर्म है. तस्य देवस्य सेवा, जो भी हम कर्म करते हैं वो उसकी सेवा कर रहे हैं हम, ये विचार से जब हम करते हैं तो जो भी काम हम करते हैं, बहुत सारे काम हैं, वो सभी काम अच्छे हो जाते हैं। ऑनेस्टली वी डू ऑल अवर प्रिस्क्राइब ड्यूटीज एंड एज सून एज यू आर वेरी कीन टू परफॉर्म योर प्रिस्क्राइब ड्यूटी वेरी ऑनेस्टली एंड विद अ कंपैशनेट एटीट्यूड टुवर्ड्स द अदर लिविंग एंटिटीज, दोज ड्यूटीज इट देमसेल्व्स दे बिकम डिवोशनल सर्विस, वही भक्ति हो जाती है। और भक्ति हमने बहुत दिन से सुना था, तो बचपन में और अभी भी बहुत देर तक हमारी वैसी कल्पना थी कि भक्ति करनी है भाई तो मंदिर में जाना है, जरा दर्शन कर लेना है, दो पैसे बॉक्स में डाल देना है, चलो देख लो कृष्ण को, चले जाओ, भक्त हो गया, बड़ा भक्त। बट प्रभुपाद हैज गिवन वेरी नाइस ट्रांसलेशन ऑफ भक्ति, इट इज नॉट ओनली डिवोशन, डिवोशनल सर्विस, इसमें काम करना है। और काम कैसे करना है ये देखिए, ये बच्चों ने आपको बुला के रखा है, सब प्रसाद हो रहा है, ये सब काम सेवा का काम है। और जो हमारा काम जो है, जो प्रिस्क्राइब ड्यूटी है, आश्रम के हिसाब से हमारे काम होते हैं, ये विद्यार्थी है तो पढ़ाई का काम इसका, पढ़ाई का काम, आप बड़े हो तो पैसा कमाना है, उसे बड़े हो तो जरा कम कर देना है, ये सब हमारे आश्रम की ड्यूटी है। तो ये काम बड़ा बहुत अच्छी तरह से हो, ये भक्ति है, काम छोड़ने की आवश्यकता नहीं, बिल्कुल काम छोड़ने से तो सोसाइटी सब बैंकरप्ट हो जाएगी। बहुत अच्छा है कि थोड़े बहुत जीव इसमें से निकल आए, बहुत अच्छा है वो, किंतु एवरीबडी कांट डू इट और शुड नॉट डू इट, बट देयर वर्क, देयर ओन प्रिस्क्राइब ड्यूटी शुड बी कन्वर्टेड इन टू डिवोशनल सर्विस, ये जीवन जीने की रीत है। और इसे जो भी विपरीत कहेगा वो मिसगाइड कर रहा है, ऐसे समझ लेना प्लीज, ये शाश्वत शिक्षा है। सभी शास्त्र यही कहते हैं, स्थाने स्थिता, यू बी सिचुएटेड इन योर ओन सिचुएशन एंड ओनली यू हैव टू डू श्रुति गताम मनोवई, खाली सुनते रहे बस। आपके पास टेप रिकॉर्ड्स हैं, सीडीज हैं, नहीं तो आपकी बना लीजिए, आप ही श्लोक बोलिए, आपकी ही सीरीज बना लीजिए, आपकी ही रिकॉर्ड टेप्स बना लीजिए और वही सुनिए। आप जब समय हो तो भगवद गीता भागवतम के पोर्स पढ़िए और वही सुनिए, जस्ट कीप ऑन हियरिंग, नथिंग एल्स। जैसे सुनोगे वैसे आप करने लग जाओगे, तो मेक इट अ पॉइंट दैट यू विल ऑलवेज हियर अबाउट कृष्णा एंड इफ यू डू दैट देन नथिंग विल डिटर यू फ्रॉम योर डिवोशनल सर्विस, कोई कुछ नहीं करता। और जिसकी उम्र हो जाए, दशरथ महाराजा ने एक सफेद बाल देखा था और राम जी को इमीजिएटली कोरोनेश करने का इरादा कर लिया था इन्होंने कि मेरा समय हो गया, अब पुत्र ने राज्य करना है, हमारा सारा मत्था सफेद हो जाता है तो भी चावी हमारे पास रहती। अरे काय की चाय लटक रही, बोलिए हमारा सब रखा हुआ है। प्लीज प्लीज, थोड़ा बहुत बच्चे बड़े होते जाएं तो इनको तंग न करें, मुंह बंद कर लें और भगवान में ज्यादा मन लगा लें। ये दिस इज प्रैक्टिकल मैटर्स टू बी ड्रिवन आउट ऑफ दीज डिस्कशंस। और इतना हो जाए कि एक के तरफ हमारा मन लग जाए, तो हमने ये समझ लेना है कि एक में से ही सब ये उत्पन्न हो रहा है, इट्स ओनली वन। नहीं, वो पर्सपेक्टिव रहता है, जो पेंटिंग करने वाले लोग होते हैं ना, तो सपोज यू आर पेंटिंग अ रोड, द रोड ऑल्सो गोज टू वन पॉइंट एंड एक्चुअली देर इज नो पॉइंट, बट इट अपियर्स द रोड गोज टू वन पॉइंट। के बाजू में पेड़ होते हैं तो पेड़ भी ऐसे दूर मिलते दिखते हैं एक पॉइंट से, और एक पॉइंट से।
Please continue on to the second part of the third day of Bhagavad Saptam.